This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is celebrating his win in Nevada's caucuses. Campaigning in Texas, Sanders told supporters his campaign got support from all kinds of Americans.
In Nevada, we have just put together a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden finished second in the vote.
You all did it for me. Now we're going on to South Carolina and win, and then we're going to take this back.
Sanders' victory, while encouraging for his supporters, only deepens concern among establishment-minded Democratic leaders who fear that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat President Trump. China is reporting another fall in the number of new coronavirus infections on Sunday. However, world health officials are warning it's too early to make predictions about the outbreak as new infections and fears of contagion increased elsewhere. South Korea is reporting a fourth death due to the virus and 123 new cases, bringing its total to 556, having doubled from Friday to Saturday. Cases in Italy, Europe's worst-hit country, more than quadrupled to 79 on Saturday with two deaths. 10 new cases in Iran took the total to 29 there and six deaths. The highway that links the Syrian capital with the northern city of Aleppo is open for public use for the first time in nearly 8 years. This comes after government forces recently captured parts of the M5 highway previously held by insurgents. From Washington, this is VOA News.